March is National Nutrition Month. We've invited once again Amy Bethge, who is the Director of Health at the Housatonic Valley Health District. The district covers New Milford, Oxford, Sharon, Southbury, Washington, and Woodbury. We welcome you to talk about nutrition.
Hi, Mike. Thank you so much for having me.
When I went to the website on this, and I want to read this piece because this kind of will lead into the many topics we can talk about on this particular subject. But it says, celebrating National Nutrition Month in March by taking time to focus on making informed food choices, developing good eating habits, and building a healthier lifestyle. It goes on to say, nutrition plays an important role in preventing chronic diseases such as diabetes, hypertension, and heart disease. And that just opens it up wide. What do we mean when we say things like informed food choices, good eating habits, and healthier lifestyles?
So, Mike, these are all great questions. And I think these are questions that are coming up more and more because recently some of the food and dietary guidance here in America has changed a little bit. So, I would say the biggest piece that I want people to remember is eat real food. The most important shift is we want to shift away from some of the ultra processed food, the bagged chips, the things that we see in the grocery store with those long, long ingredients lists. And we want to move back towards real, recognizable food. So when we're building our meals, whether it be breakfast, lunch, or dinner, we want to make sure that we're including fruits and vegetables, we're including whole grains, protein sources from both animal and plants, and dietary, or dairy rather, and healthy fats as well. And this is really, really important. You mentioned chronic disease. So, unfortunately, we're seeing rates of things like diabetes, hypertension, cholesterol increase, especially later in life. And a scary change that we're seeing as well is some shifts in things like colorectal cancers and some cancers that have a dietary basis increase in some younger populations. And in fact, we see that cases of colon cancer have actually doubled since the 1990s in younger people, with one in five new colorectal cancers occurring in people under the age of 55. So that's concerning to hear. And a lot of these negative health outcomes are driven by diet. So again, we want to make sure we're eating real foods, not processed foods.
Now, when you talk about the real foods, a lot of people go back and forth and say they believe this, don't believe that. What is it with the organic foods? Because I hear a lot of different things about organics, and people are leery in some cases and think maybe they're just another way to charge more money for your food.
Well, that's a great question too. When we're talking about organic foods, it's often referring to how the food is cared for and how it's farmed. So there are some chemicals, some additives that are used in non-organic produce and and vegetable farming that are not used when we're talking about those organic products. I would recommend folks look into information like the Dirty Dozen. And that provides guidance on what fruits and veggies you absolutely should be buying organic because those are typically farmed with some of those added chemicals and bad stuff that we don't want so much. And then some produce that typically, if they have a husk or a skin on them, those are some items that you can get away with maybe not splurging on and going organic. But another good tip is to always shop local. This is a great time of year to start focusing on going to your farmers markets, going to local farms in your area. This is a great portion of the state to buy from local farms, and that typically will give us a more oversight into getting food that is produced in a healthy manner.
Yeah, you see a lot of these micro farms now where they're raising vegetables and such and selling at their own local stand. And another thing I've noticed there are a lot of around our area are people with chickens selling eggs. And I guess this is the organic egg, which makes it better than the chemical-filled one that's in the store.
Absolutely. And shopping local, asking those questions, asking, if you're going to a local farm, asking questions about the animals, how the animals are cared for, and how their farming is always good to do as well.
Now, what about the meats? Because there again, we're in one of these situations where when they're raised in big farms that are just processing, they're pumped up with chemicals. Some people say that it's even accelerated the puberty rates in younger people because of all the hormones in there. Is there a way to differentiate or a place that you find those? And is that a good choice to have? How much red meat per se should you have in that diet?
That's a great question too. So protein is very important, but that doesn't necessarily only mean meat proteins. So we can get proteins from a variety of sources. Of course, our poultries, our seafoods, but also things like beans, lentils, nuts, seeds, all of these things have protein. So we want to make sure we're varying our protein sources. We're getting it from all different types of food items, not necessarily just meat. But again, making sure we're reading the label, making sure that we're aware of some of the brands that we're shopping. Some brands just have more oversight into how they're caring for their poultry that they're raising, how they're caring for their meat, their beef cows that they're raising. And it's important to look at the labels, to read about the brand, and to really understand as much as we can where our produce and our or meat in this case is coming from. Again, shopping local is always going to be more beneficial than shopping at some of our larger retailers that may be shipping meat across the country, that may be raising poultry in less than ideal conditions that some of the more local farms don't have to adhere to.
We also talk about how you eat, I guess is the best way to say it. Some people eat the three meals a day and they're religious about that. Other people, much like myself, I have to admit, I kind of eat as I go along. And I'm more of a grazer. I basically eat all day long. And the bulk of what I eat, our big boss here at the radio station says it's nothing but chemicals and I need to stop. But, what are the good eating habits? Because I am not the example of it. So tell the audience, what is the good eating habit look like?
So there's a lot of different science out there, and I think really the bottom line is finding something that works well for you individually. If you have a job where you're up early in the morning, it's important to make sure that you're eating so you have that base throughout the day and you're not starving by the time you get to lunch, starving by the time you get to dinner, and then maybe overeating in a way that you wouldn't had you gotten that breakfast in the morning. So it really just depends on what works for you. Trial and error is certainly a good approach to take here. And again, as long as we're prioritizing non-processed foods, produce, healthy proteins, that's really the important piece. When we eat throughout the day, how many meals we eat throughout the day, that's really going to change, person to person, and you want to find what works for your day.
Are there any websites that are better than others for finding out how the nutrition works, what's good, what's indifferent? Is the federal website one of the best to go to? Are there others out there that can help you with defining the nutrition and the things that you need for your diet?
So the USDA is a great resource for this. They recently released a new paper and some new information on dietary guidelines for Americans, and this spans from 2025 to 2030. So this is certainly a great resource to look at.
Well, and I see your website as well, and their website, folks, is hvhdct.gov. And there's a very large section here about the very topic we're talking about. I want to shift a little bit too now to the thing that we now call food insecurity. And I have to say, when I looked at your numbers here, I was a little bit thrown off, my balance, if you will. And I'll share with everybody what this is. New Milford is showing the food insecurity rate of 10.4%, Oxford's at 6.8, Sharon, where we broadcast from, at 6.5, Southbury at 7.4, Washington at 8.4, and Woodbury at 6.5. Now, can you define for everyone what food insecurity actually means, just for starters, and what is out there to help people who have this to get rid of the insecurity, if you will?
So food insecurity refers to folks who have a hard time affording the proper amount of food for themselves and their family on a monthly basis. Oftentimes, this data is self-reported. So it comes from survey data that is asked of community members. Do you feel as though yourself and your family have enough food throughout the month? Unfortunately, these rates have been pretty consistently high over time, and we found that people do really struggle with being able to afford a proper amount of food, which is why we want to make sure. And our communities do often have really great resources for this. We have things like food pantries that are available. We have things like food kitchens that are available that our residents can go to and get a little extra food if they're unfortunately not able to afford that in their daily lives. So New Milford has some really great resources for that through social services. They have Loaves and Fishes, which is a great resource for community members. Sharon Town Hall. Right in the town hall, they have a great resource through social services as well, where folks can pick up a little extra food if they find they're not able to support their family in the way that they need to be able to or they want to be able to every month when it comes to food intake.
Yeah, and I think it's important that people know where these resources that you've just listed off are. But I also think it's important for people who are feeling this not to feel shy about going to get assistance if you need it. There's nothing wrong with that. And for all of us that have been to the grocery store lately, the price of groceries has gone up so hard over the last couple of years. That a lot of times you're looking at something and going, I can't afford this. I got to put it back.
It's astronomical. It really is. And what we find is, these resources exist for everyone. There may be a time where you find that you need them consistently, or there may be a time where you're just looking for a little extra help one month. We all struggle in some ways, and we often find that people say, I don't want to take resources away from others, so I'm not going to use these resources. I want other people who are really struggling to be able to use them instead. We really advise people to not feel that way. These resources exist because we want people to use them. So please, if there's ever a week, if there's ever a month, that you find that you could use a little extra help, please use these resources. That's why they're there.
And since we're talking to you, we might just as well give the folks yet your resource they can call to get to other resources as well or to get information. And we're speaking, by the way, with the Director of Health at the Housatonic Valley Health District, Amy Bethge. And their website is located at hvhdct.gov. And they have a lot of connections to the various resources, a lot of information about nutrition, and they have sources that you can call and talk to, I'm sure, about that. What would be the best contact number for you folks?
So we absolutely are more than able to help with this. If on an individualized basis, if you find that you need a little extra support, please feel free to contact us, Mike. You're spot on. That is our website address, and we can also be reached by phone at 203-264-9616, and we're always happy to chat and discuss some opportunities for assistance or resources if needed.
I thank you so much for joining us again this month on the National Nutrition Month. Next month, what comes up next month? I don't remember.
Mike, there are so many different, I often have a hard time remembering myself. Next month in April, we will be doing participating in, I think it's a week for walking. Physical activity will really be our focus in April. And to coincide with that, we have a walking challenge that will go throughout the month of April. We encourage all of our community members to get involved. If they stop at Sharon Town Hall, New Milford Town Hall or our office in Southbury, Connecticut, they'll get a free pedometer and they can track their steps throughout the month to participate in the challenge with us.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. And I will say, Amy has agreed to join us each month to talk about the various things. I'm happy to welcome her aboard here at Robin Hood Radio. Thank you so much. We've been talking to Amy Bethge, the Director of Health at the Housatonic Valley Health District, and their website for the last time, hvhdct.gov. Thank you, Amy.
Thanks so much, Mike.